Now, you've probably heard this in the headlines today, that the government is expected to make it compulsory for all workers in care homes for older people in England to be given a coronavirus vaccine. Well, the BBC understands staff will have 16 weeks to get the jab or risk being removed from the front line or even losing their job. Well, Nadja Ahmed from the National Care Association says it's not fair to target care home staff.
We face over 112,000 vacancies as we stand at the moment. We've got an exhausted workforce who've actually worked really hard over the past 18 months trying to keep people safe without any PPE in many cases in the early stages, without testing.
Well, a Whitehall source said the move would save lives. The government is also expected to consult on compulsory vaccinations for NHS staff and care home workers. Steve Payne looks after four care homes across Leicester and Leicestershire for the sight loss charity Vista. Steve, great to have you on the show. Lovely to speak to you. I mean, could this be good news for you? Well, your staff and users as well.
Good afternoon, Amy. Thanks for talking to us. Yeah, I think it's certainly split the care sector, and there are 50% that sort of think it's a good thing and 50% that think it will be a challenge. For us, we've got a high percentage already of our staff that have had an uptake on the vaccine. It will help us to encourage those that have not had the vaccine yet to go down that route. But I still believe, Amy, that the care sector is split on this being mandated.
So it's still split, like you say, on this being mandated. I mean, what's the take-up for the vaccine been like of this, though? Are you concerned, or are you quite pleasantly surprised and pleased with it, Steve?
AD, I've got to say I'm really pleased. We're up into 89, so just under 90%. It's 89.7% of our staff that have had the second dose of the vaccine. And our residents, I know it's not applying to residents, but our residents are up in the high 90s. So we're really pleased. It will just help us encourage us to get over the last hurdle to get that last percentage through to get vaccinated.
And is that something, Steve, that you have to deal with a lot? You know, maybe concern family members, people that use the care homes that you run with Vista. I mean, do people get in touch saying, you know, how many of your staff have been vaccinated? Are there concerns there?
Yeah, we've had the questions. We've asked what we're doing as an organisation to ensure that the residents staying with us are safe and how we're keeping them safe. Our staff themselves and their families, again, are concerned. So what were we doing as an organisation to try and encourage this this uptake, and what were we doing? We jumped on quite early once we could get vaccines for our teams. We tried really, really hard right at the beginning. When there was a problem getting vaccine slots booked, but we persevered, and that's paid dividends with the percentage that we've got now. So we're really keen to reassure anybody that's new coming into the home and those already staying with us that we are, you know, that safety is absolutely paramount.
And I mean, the million-dollar question here as well, Steve, is what do you do if a member of staff refuses to have the vaccine? I mean, how could you redeploy them, as it were?
Yeah, this is going to be one of the challenges, I think, AD, across the whole sector. And there is a worry. I know that there is a shortage of care staff out there, so we don't want to lose anybody, really. We'll actively work with those individuals that have, have a fear of the vaccine or for whatever reason they can't have it. We would actively look to redeploy in the home. There's no way we would want to lose anybody. Our residents get to know our staff, so we would look to redeploy first within the home before we have to take any other drastic measures. But it's actually to try and encourage people to uptake having the vaccine, really.
Steve, great to have you on the show. As ever, Steve Payne there, who looks after four care homes across Leicester and Leicestershire for the sight loss charity Vista. Well, Katie Wade is the manager at the Amberwood Care Home in Wigston and joins us as well this afternoon. Katie, good afternoon to you. I mean, you're in two minds. Steve, you said there as well that it's split the care home industry, this news today. You're in two minds about the jab being made compulsory for your staff, aren't you? Why is that?
Yeah, thanks, Aidy, for having me on the show. I completely agree with what Steve said, a great colleague in Leicestershire. But I think Steve kind of hit on it a couple of times. The workforce is already suffering in our sector, not necessarily in our care home, which we're lucky with, but I just think making it mandatory is going to kind of create more problems with, a workforce that already needs help. And for those homes that maybe use agency or, people who really don't want to take the vaccine for their own particular and specific reasons. I think it is quite troublesome for them, and then will be quite troublesome for the sector. However, I would totally agree with Steve that we're all about promoting the vaccine. We're very positive about it. In our home, we've got over 90% of our staff that have had both vaccines. And actually, the staff who haven't been vaccinated yet seem to be more along the lines of the fertility and pregnancy group. And we still don't think we're really getting that much information and being supported for those staff to kind of quash their worries. But yeah, I absolutely 100% for the vaccine. I completely would promote it. And we have done that with our staff. But I do understand that there are going to be some people who maybe just don't have that mindset and might be exempt from it, which we know that they won't need to have it. And I think the other thing, which is not really to do with the vaccine or not, but the other thing that is concerning and frustrating for our sector is that it's social care that has been targeted, and yet again, the NHS are not under the same kind of guidelines as at the moment. I know that it's being discussed, but it would have been nice for the consultation that went out to be about both the NHS and social care, from my point of view.
I just want to pick up on something, Katie, you're saying there as well about the fact that kind of, you know, you guys working in the care home industry, you know, how you've had a tough time, a really, really tough time with making sure that the residents are kept safe, yourselves are kept safe, and your staff as well. I mean, moving forward from this, Katie, I mean, do you think this is going to have an impact on people that are going to want to come into the job, come into the industry? Is this going to have a detrimental effect, do you think?
I do think so, yeah. And I think that's, you know, that when Steve was saying there's a bit of a 50-50 split, I think that's exactly where we're at. There's still a little bit of lack of information, not enough support for people who maybe do have concerns about having the vaccine. And I think if we're already in a workforce that needs help, and now we're going to get people that are going to jump to a different sector because they're just not going to be completely committed to the vaccine, not to the work. We have absolutely fantastic carers who work in the sector. But I think if they're really not in favour of the vaccine, and I still feel like people should be able to make a choice about that. And their choice is going to be to move to a different sector, I think, if it definitely goes ahead.
Is that, do you think, you know, if I could give you a magic wand almost, as it were, Katie, and say, righto, you know, you fix this, then you, whatever you say will happen. I mean, what would you like to see happen? Is it the case of this choice and being perhaps a little bit more understanding?
Yeah, I think if I had a magic wand, I'd get rid of COVID altogether and then we wouldn't need the vaccine. However, I think for the staffing, yeah, I think, you know, we need to work with our employees and the people that are around us and network with each other to be able to support each other, to be able to get the best we can and to give the information to people so that they will take the vaccine up and maybe work with homes or different establishments where they've maybe got a lower percentage of kind of uptake. But I think it's really about understanding people. And also, we've been told from the very beginning that the vaccine is only one part of a strategy against beating kind of coronavirus as such. So whilst it's a good measure to have, it's not the only thing that combats this virus at the moment. So I think we need to be a little bit more understanding. It's so new. We've suddenly kind of gone, everybody's going to have it. And you know, it'll be interesting to see the guidance that comes out and the information that comes out, because it's, you know, we always, in the care sector, we find out at the same time as you guys do. We see it on the news. And then suddenly we start getting information. So I think it'll be, the information we receive will be critical to see how we can actually implement it and what we can do to make it better.
Katie, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Katie Wade there, manager at the Amberwood Care Home in Wigston. And before, Katie, you heard from Steve Payne, who looks after four care homes across Leicester and Leicestershire for the sight loss charity Vista, both giving their reaction, their point of view as well, to that news today. You've probably seen it on the television or the newspapers or online, that the government is expected to make it compulsory for all workers in care homes for older people in England to be given a coronavirus vaccine. Well, thanks to Steve and Katie for joining us this afternoon here on BBC Radio Leicester.